What's up, y'all, and welcome back to my podcast. So I know it's like been a little minute since I posted on my other one. Quick little disclaimer, my puppies may start barking, but I'm gonna try to do this in enough time so that they don't be too much of a hassle for me. So today's topic is gonna be on resentment, because I'm to a point in my life where I'm struggling with that, and I know that everyone does. So yeah, let's just get into that. So resentment means, well, it is a bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. And I struggle with that because I feel like if you want somebody to treat you good, then it needs to be reciprocated. Like, you know, treat people the way that you want to be treated. And not everyone does that. Not everyone understands the importance of that. With me, it's the principle of things. And, you know, I feel a little vulnerable talking about this because it's, you know, most of the time people, they don't talk about the things that they're struggling with. And that's just something that I'm struggling with right now. I'm praying that God takes this resentment out of my heart, because, you know, like I said, it's bitter indignation, and like nobody wants to be bitter, if that makes sense. So what was I about to get at? Okay, I was talking to one of my friends, and they were like, you know, I say that you should talk about it because that, you know, this person is like a close, like important person in my life that I value what they have to say. And I asked them if I should even discuss this, and it was like, of course, wear your emotions on your face. It's okay. It's the transparency. So I don't really know exactly in order what I'm going to talk about. You know, I just wrote down resentment for my topic today and what it means. So honestly, like I said, I don't know where this is going to go, but I just want to come on the podcast today and say that if you're dealing with that, pray about it. And sometimes the people that you have resentment towards are people that's very, very close to you. And it hurts the most because you don't expect them to, how can I say this, treat you unfairly. You know what I mean? That's what makes it so difficult. But I feel like resentment is sort of like a grudge, and it's like you have to be able to forgive, because it's like, you know how they say forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. And resentment makes me feel chained down. It makes me feel like I can't, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like a weight is on me, and I don't really and particularly like how that feels. And yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because it's important to understand how you're feeling. It's important to be in tune with your emotions so that you're able to handle them correctly. You won't act out. If you don't truly understand your emotions, then how can you truly understand how to get through them? You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. And lately, I feel like God has been talking to me, or trying to speak to me through numbers. And I say this because every time I look on the clock, like, I don't be trying to catch it, I don't be trying to do anything like that, but every single time that I look on the clock, it says 4:44. I've been seeing that. I have pictures of it. I screenshot it. I do whatever. And it's just amazing to me because I was at work the other day, and I was having a hard time at work. Like, customers were giving me a hard time. It was just a not so great day for me. On top of that, I'm going through personal things. So I was like, I was feeling like, man, you know what? Forget this. Like, I don't feel like doing anything anymore. I just want to go home and be by myself. And I looked at the clock and it said 4:44. And 4:44, to generalize it, what I get from it is to keep doing, it's saying keep doing what you're doing. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And I'll get more into detail about it. I didn't write down exactly what it means, but We could talk about angel numbers on another episode, but I needed that because sometimes I feel like giving up or feel like I'm not where I'm supposed to be right now. And something I realized of 20 years in my life, something I realized is that if I was supposed to be further than what I am, I would be. It's like being okay in the moment. And I feel like being young, a young millennial, it's kind of hard to like it's kind of hard to look at things and feel like, hey, I'm supposed to be further. Hey, I need to have this accomplished by this age, because you're looking at everyone else's life and everyone seems like they have it all together, when in reality, nobody has it all together. Nobody does. And that's something that I had to come to realization of. Nobody is perfect. Nobody's happy all the time. And sometimes me being unhappy, I feel like puts limits on me. If I'm not in a good mood, I won't record for my YouTube channel. I won't do anything for my podcast. I won't get creative with my makeup. I won't do anything because I feel like, well, if people see that I'm not happy or I'm not in a good mood, they're going to feel not in a good mood. And I didn't want to transfer that energy, but not everyone is going to feel that way. Some people will be supportive and be like, hey, I'm going through the same thing. And that's something that I had to realize. I've never liked to feel like I'm too vulnerable, because I'm always in defense mode when it comes to certain things. I'm always protecting myself at all times, by all means, because if you don't protect yourself, then it's like, who will, you know? So I'm always trying to protect myself, my emotions and my feelings. I'm a Capricorn and I'm emotional. I'm very emotional and I'm sensitive to certain things and emotional to certain things. And not everyone understands that. Not everyone understands me. You have to be a special person, I feel like, to really be my friend and accept me, because I've had people try to tell me, oh, you're too sensitive. Oh, you're taking that the wrong way. Oh, you know, you shouldn't look at it like that. Well, who the hell are you to tell me how I should look at anything? You know what I mean? Like, if people can look at things in their own perspective and it's okay for them, why isn't it okay for me? So I just came to the realization that if you don't accept me for who I am and the sensitivity that comes with me and the emotions that comes with me, then that's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to accept me. I accept me. The people that love me accept me, that truly love me. So don't try to change me, because I won't ever try to change you. I'm all about understanding. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to come off in a malicious way when I say this, or, you know, come off in a bitter way, but it's just the real. It's really just the real. And I take friendship serious. I take relationship serious. I take, you know, my love for people serious. Because if I tell you I love you, I mean that. If I tell you that I got you, then I mean that. I don't tell lies to my friends or my family or anything. I don't lie. I feel like honesty is the best policy. That's how I was raised. I treat people the way that I want to be treated. But when people hurt my feelings, just because they may feel as if though, they, you know, oh, you know, they might say, oh, well, you taking it the wrong way, or no, I'm taking it how you projected it to me. So you can't say that. You know what I mean? And it's really just not okay in society today. People really just don't pay attention to, you know, people are really selfish when it comes to their own thought process, and nobody wants to conform and being able to learn other things. And that creates limits on them, because I want to understand other people's way of thinking as well. I know everyone is not going to see eye to eye in this thing we call life. Nobody is supposed to. But I feel like everyone owes each other respect to feel how they want to feel. Everyone is entitled to feel that they the way that they want to feel. And overall, that's okay. Right now, I'm struggling with resentment. It's okay for me to feel like that. I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to just give that to God. It's above me now, like in all seriousness. It's above me. I can't control anything else. I'm giving it to God. That's all that I can do. And once you start giving things to God more often, your life will be a lot more peaceful. It will be so much more peaceful. And I'm just here to tell anybody that's struggling with anything emotionally, it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And that's something that I had to realize too. I'm being strong about a lot of stuff. And sometimes you may cry. And that's okay. It's okay to cry as well. But like I said, I go through stuff, but I'm very private. Something that I learned about myself is that I suppress my emotions. And that's something that is unhealthy. And that's what I'm working on now. I'm practicing self-healing. I'm practicing how to maneuver through the things that life may throw at me that's unfortunate. And I think it's truly important to get in tune with yourself and your own emotions so that you can understand you and be okay with you. Don't try to change because people say, oh, you're too this or you're too that. Well, no, you may be too that for them, but you're not too much for someone else. And that goes for friends, relationships, anything. Don't let anyone make you feel bad for who you are. Because if you weren't supposed to be who you are or the way that you are, you wouldn't. That's just how I think about things. Like, something wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't supposed to be. And that's just straight facts. That's just what it is. Like, I don't know what any other way to put it. And honestly, like I said, I've been going through some things personally. And the people that has been there for me, they know that I appreciate them. Oh my God, I appreciate them so, so much. Because imagine, you know, going through things by yourself. And I know some people that may be listening to this are going through things by themselves. But just know there's people out there that's transparent like you. For example, me. Anybody that needs to talk, DM me on Instagram or Twitter at Bianca Shanae INC. Because I understand that, you know what I mean? I have always had a support system. However, I've always been a great listener and a great advice giver. And, you know, it's just, I know how it feels to feel alone sometimes. Because sometimes when I go through stuff, I shut people out sometimes. And that's unhealthy. That's something that I'm working on, you know? And I know one time I was going through something and my mom realized it, and I was like trying to shut her out, and she let me know, like, look, you're not about to shut me out. I'm here for you. I'm your mother. You're not going to shut me out. I'm not about to let you go through this by yourself. And sometimes it's just what you need. You need that feeling of being secure, you know, like somebody telling you, like, I got you, you know what I mean? And really, really meaning it. So I hope this podcast helped some of you today. I hope that my words touched you, and I hope that you feel better, and I hope that whatever you're going through, it passes. I want you to know that it will pass and that everything is going to be okay. So I really appreciate you guys for tuning into my podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next time.